Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. You're very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. I believe that time and distance are no barrier to energy. So whenever you're tuning in, no matter how you found us, I think you're here for a reason. And I hope that something that you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, maybe strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. We're going to talk today about the healing gifts of animals. And my guest is Nicole Chalemi, a woman who channeled her love for animals into developing an animal sanctuary and creating programs to help people receive the healing benefits of working with animals. Now, if you have a story that you would like to share on the air about your experiences with animals as healers, go ahead and call in. The number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And you can also share your animal story in instant feedback. Just hop over to transformationtalkradio.com and type your comment in the box at the right-hand side of the page. That will pop up here in my world, and I will share your story with the people who are listening. I will bring Nicole on the air in just a minute, but first, it's tonight, the Jumpstart Your Daily Spiritual Practice call. It's a free call. I'm doing it. I'm all excited. It's tonight, so come on and be there with me, would you? You can register at fogcitypsychic.com/practice. It's a real free call. It's not one of those fake ones, you know, where they say it's free and then you call in and then they spend 60 minutes trying to ram something down your throat that you can't afford and you didn't want it anyway. It's not a fake free call. It's a real free call. I am passionate about the importance of a daily spiritual practice. When you make that commitment, everything in your life changes, and I'm living proof of that. But it can really seem like a hassle to make room for a daily spiritual practice, an obligation, it's another chore. So I wanted to host this free call to give you some practical tools that you can use right now to jumpstart your daily spiritual practice or deepen your existing practice. I want to show you ways you can connect in seconds, not endless hours sitting there on a mat somewhere, right? And I want to show you ways to shift your thinking to make this fun, something you want to do, something you want to return to every day. So sign up for the free call at fogcitypsychic.com/practice. And even if you can't be there live, when you sign up, it lets me know where to send the recording of the call. So everybody who signs up gets a recording. So that's tonight. So be there. And now, Nicole Chalemi has always felt connected to animals. She's a licensed wildlife rehabilitator and veterinary technician. Her desire to share her life with as many animals as possible led her to co-found the Soon Koo Healing Animal Sanctuary with her partner, Russell Lipensky. She currently trains animals for movies, commercials, and television, and she runs Animal Experiences, a business that brings the healing presence of animals and their amazing stories to kids and adults. You can find out more about Nicole and her work at animalexperiences.com and soonkuhas.com. That's SUNQUHAS.com. Nicole, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you for having me, Karen.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, you took your love for animals in a huge direction. When did you first become aware of your special connection with animals?
I think my closest memory is when I was 9, we found a baby robin under a tree, and there was no mom around. I wanted to help it, so my parents and I brought it to the vet, and the vet told us he had to be fed every 20 minutes every 20 minutes during the day and every hour through the night. And I was 9, and I was like crying that I had to do this. And my parents are like, well, you know what? We'll give her a shot. She's not going to be able to do it. I mean, what 9-year-old is going to feed a bird every 20 minutes? And to their surprise, I did it. I raised the bird for the entire summer, and the vet told us, you know, that we had to let him go, and that was the right thing to do. And against my mom's will, I let the bird go at the end of the summer, and we watched him fly off. And I think that solidified, you know, as a kid, I just thought everyone loved animals. But when everyone kind of thought I was not exactly normal doing that, I realized that I definitely had a different connection with them.
Wow. You know, all the best people are not exactly normal. You know that, right?
I've learned that over the years, yes.
So it's okay.
As a kid, not so much, but over the years, I've learned that, yes.
Did you have other animals in your life as a child as well?
We had a dog named Pepper, and that was really it. My dad was allergic to animals. Eventually, they wound up letting me get, like, guinea pigs and hamsters and little reptiles and stuff like that. But as a young child, you know, we just had my one dog and then my little bird, DJ.
Oh. Do you feel that you have an intuitive connection with animals? As I'm imagining you and that robin, and every 20 minutes, I'm feeling the energetic connection there. Do you feel you have an intuitive connection with animals?
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, I'm just wondering how it expresses itself. What is that like? What does that feel like?
It's incredible. If you're present with them, they'll give you everything you need without you even asking for it. My favorite thing about them is how unconditional they are. It doesn't matter what mood I'm in, if I'm happy, sad, ecstatic, you know, in my worst position ever, they're just there and they just love you in all of your states. And there's nothing more healing than that, to just be accepted as you are, for who you are in every moment. It's an incredible thing to live around and be with every day.
Wow. And it is that sense of being. I also have a dog named Pepper, by the way. And,
funny.
She's a wonderful teacher for me about how you can kind of narrow your focus so that all there is just this moment. When I throw the ball for her and she's mm-hmm. chasing that ball and bringing, that's all there is in the whole world is ball and the joy of the ball and running back with the ball, and that's all there is for her. And it's a wonderful lesson for adults, for people, humans.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're always in present time.
Absolutely. Well, part of as you grew and embraced this connection, you worked as a wildlife rehabilitator. I'm not even sure I know what that is. What did you do?
So basically what I did with the robin was illegal. You're supposed to have a license in the state that you live in to practice wildlife rehabilitation. And obviously I didn't know that at the time. So I had done some research because I had this thought that someone might try and take him from me. So I had looked things up and I found out about the license, and I knew I was too young to get it. So we found a wildlife rehabilitator named Lou in our surrounding area. And basically what a wildlife rehabilitator does is injured, orphaned wildlife that can't survive on its own, they take them in and either raise them if they're babies, or if they're injured, you know, we'll put a splint on a wing or a splint on a leg, and we let them recuperate and we get them their strength back, and then we will most times release them back into the wild.
Wow. Was there ever in your experience an animal who came to you in that way and you didn't want to let go of them?
Oh, absolutely. You never want to let them go. It's always a bittersweet moment to see them finally get that freedom, but also for you to kind of let go and have to say, all right, I can't control everything for them anymore. You know, up to this point, I've provided their food and I've provided their shelter, and I have to trust that I've given them enough that they can provide that for themselves now. So it's a very bittersweet moment. And then there's ones that don't want to leave. We have a coyote and a fox right now that we're one of the only facilities that can actually keep them, because there's additional licensing when you're keeping native wildlife that you can only keep them for a purpose, not just because they're too friendly. So we have a couple. We have a fox and a coyote right now that are not able to be released.
Wow. And I'm feeling resonance with animals and with children, because with your kids, you feed them, you take care of them, you nurture them, you teach them what they need to do. And then at the end, you release them into the world and they're kind of on their own.
Yeah. I always say, but at least you get a phone call.
See, and when you get-
we don't get phone calls as rehabbers. They don't check back in. They just go. But that's what they're meant to do, and that's what they would do with their real moms. And it's the evolution and what's supposed to happen. And it's really a beautiful thing when you take a step back from it.
Wonderful. Well, you are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Nicole Chalemi. She's one of the co-founders of the Soon Koo Healing Animal Sanctuary. We'll talk about that and talk more with Nicole about the healing gifts of animals when we come back right after this. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I'm always dancing. I can't stop. I'm sure it's something I can explore in therapy later, but welcome back to Out of the Fog. My guest today is Nicole Chalemi. She is the co-founder of the Soon Koo Healing Animal Sanctuary. She also trains animals for movies, commercials, and television, and she runs Animal Experiences, which is a business that brings animals and their healing presence and their stories to kids and adults. So you can find out more about Nicole and her work at sunkuhas.com, sunkuhas.com, and also at animalexperiences.com. Oh, hey, if you have a story you'd like to share about your experience with animals, maybe there was a time in your life when an animal pulled you through sadness or sorrow or change or transition or through great joy, you can go ahead and share that with us now. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, or type that into the instant feedback box at transformationtalkradio.com. And when I see your story pop up, I will read it on the air. Now, Nicole, we were talking about your experience as a kid with animals and learning and working as a wildlife rehabilitator. What on earth brought you to the place where you wanted to found an animal sanctuary? That's a big step. Putting a splint on a wing is one thing, right? But wow, what led you to take that big step?
Well, originally I was involved in animal rescue because I just felt that I was rescued by animals. And so from when I was nine, I would volunteer with places. I would walk the dogs, the cats. And being a wildlife rehabber, all of a sudden you would get these really weird calls for things that, you know, weren't wildlife that could be released, like kinkajous and koodamundis and all these things. And there's a whole background of a story. I worked for a place that actually did buy those types of animals, and they did presentations. And I thought to myself, I went through a really hard time, and I rescued my golden retriever. And I thought, people wouldn't do what they do if they knew better. And maybe I remembered how many people that bought these animals and went out and told just basic information about them too. I thought, well, if they took that time and explained more about, like, just educating the people, what is it actually like to live with an animal like this? Where is it supposed to live? What does it teach us? They could have touched a lot more people rather than just spewing out facts. So I was very saddened by how sick Madison was when I got her, and I just wanted people to really find reputable places and have an understanding of animals before they brought one into their lives, because they've become disposable, I feel, over the years. And I felt if I started with children, if they were never disposable to children, they never would be. So we could change future generations by exposing these children and fostering a love in them and letting them see the value of the animals, and then maybe they would act differently as adults.
Wow.
So I started Animal Experiences, and then all the rescues started spewing in, and I couldn't keep up with all of it. And I thought, some of them came and they couldn't be used for shows. And I said, well, then I guess we have to have a sanctuary, because it's not fair that they don't have a safe place to go because they don't want to be around people. They can't trust people anymore. So that's when the sanctuary became a real vision, and I had no idea how I would ever do it. I still sometimes don't have any idea how it's happening, but it's here. And as I look out my window, I'm seeing the coyote sleep and the puppy really annoy him, and the lemur's playing in his cage in the back. And yeah, it's really come together in a way that I could have never imagined. It's really amazing.
Now, you are the Soon Koo Healing Animal Sanctuary. You're located in New York State, right?
Yeah.
How is there a kinkajou in New York State? Like, I don't understand. Where are these animals coming from?
So that's part of the problem, is that there's a whole internet service where you can go online and literally put a kinkajou. You can put a bear in a shopping cart and have it shipped to your local airport. And the people behind it, it's just to make money. So whatever happens to that animal beyond that point, they just they wash their hands of it. Most of the time, these people don't even speak to the, you know, the person that they're selling the animal to. So then they get them and they destroy their houses, and then they have to find somewhere to go. And I found there's places everywhere for dogs and cats, but there wasn't really anywhere for those kind of animals because they weren't supposed to be pets. So, yeah, that it's really simple to get one. You can actually go to Ohio and walk in a pet store and buy a kinkajou.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's very sad.
And it's part of why it's so important, I think, to start with the kids. I loved what you said about starting with the kids, because if the kids never think of animals as disposable or as toys, a bear is not a toy, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and I love what you're doing about making sure that people know from the beginning. This is part of a bigger issue about respect for all life, honor right. for all life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a commitment, you know. People don't think that in 35 years their kinkajou is still going to be alive. It's a commitment, and they do feel it when we give them up. That's something else that people are able to just walk away from, and they do feel it. They're sad when they first come here. They don't understand what happened, and even if their owners aren't nice to them, they still are sad. It's really amazing. Even lizards, they won't eat for the first week that they're here. And then as they start to acclimate and get used to everybody and know they're safe, they'll start to eat.
It's part of the nature of unconditional love is that it gives and gives and gives even when you're not giving back. And I wonder if that's what that's about. Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of the space that you have, you must have lots of, I'm imagining you in the middle of this huge tract of land and like kinkajous everywhere and running around. What's the physical plant like where you are?
Well, that would be great if that's where we were. Unfortunately, I have done this basically by myself since the beginning. I do have my partner now who helped me buy. We bought the land together and we take care of the animals together now, but it's a lot. So what we basically have now is an old garage that we turned into an animal building. And we're actually in the process of trying to raise funds to get them out of there because it doesn't have the proper ventilation and it floods. And that's a new problem that just started last year where it would just, when it would rain, we'd get like 2 inches of water and we had to move everybody. And so that's been a bit of a nightmare. We did finally, with some recent donations, we got a couple of paddocks up for the horses, and we did build some cages in the back. So when you look out, there's Dakota Mundies and the lemur and the porcupine, who the sanctuary is named after, is back there. But we do, our facilities are not where we want them to be at this point, but they do house the animals in, you know, a healthy, comfortable way. It's just, we definitely want it to be bigger, and we have 28 acres of land that we want to use for the animals. It's basically, we're using maybe 4 acres of it at this point, and the rest of it's wooded. So little by little, we want to not clear the trees. We want to just thin them out so that we can make the woods healthier and also have spaces for the animals.
Wow. How can people who are listening, if they feel moved and they want to help you make this a safe place for animals who need a home, how can they help with this? What can they do?
I mean, if they're local to the area, we could definitely use volunteers for putting up fencing and for helping move rocks and logs and brush that's fallen down or that we've, you know, unfortunately had to take down. We definitely are in a high need of donations to build this animal building that we're envisioning, where we'll have not only housing for the animals with proper ventilation and a kitchen and all that stuff, where we can prepare their food and have running water, but also to have treatment rooms where we can continue to, we're developing a program called Animal Theraplay, where special needs kids come in and they work with the animals, and we would like to have treatment rooms so that each child can be in a room with the animals that they're working with, as opposed to where they are right now, which is they come into the animal building and then they just kind of go from cage to cage, as opposed to being in one spot and having the animals come to them, which I feel would be more beneficial for them.
And if I'm not in your local area, if I'm in Australia or Massachusetts or Florida and I want to make a donation, how can I do that?
You can go right onto either one of the websites. There's a PayPal link. The address is also on the sanctuary website. We don't have it on the Animal Experiences website because we were getting people dropping off animals. So there is a P.O. box on sanctuary website where you can send donations. but you can also, the PayPal is probably the easiest way on both websites. You can hit the PayPal button and get a donation in, or if, you know, if people want to donate even the materials for it, you know, different fencing or posts and things like that. That's all definitely stuff we can use.
Wonderful. So that's at animalexperiences.com and at sunquhas.com. That's sunquhas.com. Don't put the bear in the P.O. box. That's, we don't do that.
We got turtles in our mailbox once.
Really?
In a blizzard. Yeah, they were frozen. We still don't know what kind of turtles they are.
And they were alive?
They were frozen. We actually like put them in warm water because I felt so bad. I was like, we have to try. And then they started to, we did some energy work and sat with them, put them in warm water, and they started to move, and they were the size of quarters, and now they're the size of baseballs.
Oh, baby turtles. Okay, because I'm picturing like a giant frozen, you know, like,
oh, no, they're babies. They were tiny little things. Yeah, tiny little things in a box.
Well, don't put things in Nicole's mailbox, okay, unless you want to send a donation. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Nicole Chalemi. When we come back, we're going to talk about the healing gifts of animals and how they may be able to help special needs kids, and how that education, when you start with a kid, that can really change your focus about animals for your whole life. We will be right back after this break.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death.
As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? This is Nicole Chalemi who I'm talking with. She's the co-founder of the Soon Koo Healing Animal Sanctuary. She runs animal experiences. She trains animals for movies, television, and commercials. And we're talking about her love of animals and how that connection, how that love led her to start a healing animal sanctuary and all the challenges and opportunities and joy and challenges, again, that gives her as she's sharing the gifts that the animals have with people who need healing. You said something, Nicole, earlier about how you rescued animals because you felt that you had been rescued by animals. Can you say, what does that mean?
Well, I didn't have the nicest brother, to say the least. He was kind of all over the place. He was very difficult. He did not like having a little sister. He was even just violent and just not very nice. And I kind of went into a shell. I really connected with my grandmother, and I really connected with animals. And I know that they rescued me now. I don't think I realized it then. The biggest, when I actually realized it was, and I may get a little bit emotional because the animal I'm talking about is actually sick. So, when I worked for an animal hospital, I fell in love with this golden retriever puppy who just was not supposed to live. And, I was at a very, very low point in my life. I had been rescuing animals and it was so hard, and I was in college and I was running up all these bills because I just couldn't understand why things were dying over money. And in the hospital, that's what they do. If you don't have the money, they put it to sleep because that's the nice thing to do, but it just didn't make sense to me. And, I had lost my grandmother when I was 13, and the only thing that kind of kept me going was constantly rescuing these animals. But what was so hard about it was that none of them stayed. So it was like a continual loss after loss. It was like I lost her, and then I'd raise deer and I'd be attached and I would let them go. And I would raise this and I would let it go. And I would take in a puppy and I would find it a home. And I'd take in a cat and I'd find it a home. And there was just this little golden retriever puppy who couldn't even lift her head because of what people had done to her. She was sold way too young. She was basically starving to death because the woman was never explained to how to feed a puppy. And everybody gave up on her. And there was just this light about her that drew me in. And I just remember standing in front of her cage and finally having a warmth and saying to her, if you'll keep fighting, I'll fight for you. And in retrospect, I realized I had to keep fighting for myself as well, because I was having such a hard time with the day-to-day life that I was living. I wound up calling the woman and finding out how she was, you know, why is failure to thrive an okay diagnosis? That didn't make sense to me. So I called the woman and I said, well, what were you feeding her? Since no vet had asked her that in 2 weeks, she said, well, I was giving her the dry dog food. And I counted on my fingers and I thought, okay, She was sold at 4.5 weeks because this guy wanted his money. She was given to this woman. She's now 6.5 weeks. She hasn't eaten in 2 weeks because she doesn't know it's food. She doesn't know that that's food, and they want to kill her, and she has heart disease and liver disease and all these things. And I was the crazy person. You can't save everything, and you're nuts, and she's never going to make it. She can't even lift her head. And I said, and you know what? We'll deal with that if it comes to that. But I'm going to syringe feed her, and I'm going to see if we can get her back. Well, she survived, and I begged and begged and begged my parents to keep this puppy. She brought so much light to my life. She made me want to get up in the morning, and I hadn't wanted to get up in the morning in a really long time. And so I rescued her on December 15th, and on Christmas, my parents put her in a little box and actually let me keep her, it was just incredible. And from that day forward, I looked back and I thought, wow, what got me through all those years was constantly focusing on something else and these different animals. And then the loss was just catching up with me. I just felt so drained. And then I got her and I was able to keep her. And she's been my best friend and my greatest teacher for 8 years now. So she's actually the reason that I founded Animal Experiences, because I thought, how ignorant of this person to buy a 4.5 week old puppy for $1,000 to some guy that just really didn't care and just wanted her money. And I'm sure if she knew that, she would have never given him the money.
Right.
So I really wanted people to know.
Wow. Last week on the show, we had Dr. Carmen Haro was on, and she was talking about soulmates and life partners. And we were talking about, you know, relationships and all that stuff. And as I'm listening to you tell that story, though, Nicole, it sounds to me like you were sent a soulmate in a golden retriever body.
Absolutely, for sure.
Yeah. And animals can be, at least in my life, not in as exotic a way as it is for you, but animals are wonderful teachers, and I love the way that you bring that to kids. Now, part of what you do at the Soon Koo Healing Animal Sanctuary is, as you're saying, you want to open this up to allow the animals to share their stories with kids who need help, too. Can you say a little bit about what you are doing there?
Absolutely. Well, all of our animals are rescues, obviously, and they've all gone through some sort of struggle in their life. And it's really interesting to see how willing they are to give back to these children. They just somehow know that these kids aren't accepted or they're not as confident. And they just naturally do things to bring joy to them, to bring confidence to them. We have a little autistic boy that we work with named Joey. He came to us because I'm friends with his aunt, and she said, you know what, could you work with Joey and see how it goes? And I said, sure. And Joey loves our wallaby Dylan. So when he first came, his mom said, listen, he doesn't like to go anywhere. It was a nightmare to get him here. Please don't be offended if he just wants to leave. You know, he doesn't want to do anything but sit in his room and watch TV. And he came and he sat with Dylan, and Dylan just kind of would nuzzle up against him and kind of engage him. And Joey would just start to talk and tell these stories. And he wound up after his third session here, where he came and met the animals, and, you know, he put the snake around his neck and he thought he was just so big and it was so great. And he could get this animal to like him and be his friend. And he decided to join Boy Scouts, and he would go and tell people, you know, about his friends, and he wants his friends at his birthday party. So, you know, the animals come to his birthday party every year, and it really opened him up and gave him something to relate to and express. And we told him about Dylan's struggle and how Dylan was too small when he was taken away from his mommy, and he had a lot of struggles growing up and being big and being strong, and he just relate to it, and it's really changed him a lot.
Wow. And so many of these animals, it sounds like, have been abused, and now they are their teachers and now their friends. Do you also have their experiences related to adults or to children who have experienced abuse in their own past?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that people in general, when they actually allow the moment to happen, it's much easier to open up to an animal. And there have just been instances where people will hear their story and just start to cry and share their own story, and just take a deep breath afterwards and be like, wow, that was so freeing to just say that and to be able to cry about it and feel okay about it. And it was just because they heard their story, which is just incredible to me.
I'm a big believer in the power of presence. That means being able to be there for somebody, even if you're Dylan the wallaby, you're maybe not going to say anything because you're a wallaby. Being there, being present, being open, and being a witness. Part of what the work you're doing, Nicole, feels to me like it's being a witness for the animals who don't have a voice. And part of what the animals are doing are being witnesses for kids who don't have a voice.
Absolutely. 100%. It's amazing how it comes full circle and how they just, they give back tenfold what you give them. It's incredible every single day. And our sanctuary is actually named after our porcupine, Sunku. And part of the reason is just because people want to take her for her appearance. And porcupine is like, in their mind, it's stay away. But what it really is it's innocence. And they bring out our childlike innocence. And they teach us that it's okay to be vulnerable. And one of the experience that people always talk about when they come here is going into the cage and sitting with the porcupine who puts her chin on you and pretty much demands you to pet her. But she's so conscious of her quills. She's never poked anyone. And it's amazing that by just knowing she's safe, because all she has to do is lift her quills, she remains vulnerable pretty much always. It's really, really incredible. And she's taught us a lot about being conscious of our energetic quills and how we can stick them into people or get stuck with other people's, and how if we were more conscious and more vulnerable, those things wouldn't happen and people wouldn't get hurt for no reason. And that's part of the reason why we named the sanctuary after her.
That's amazing stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Nicole Chalemi. Head over to animalexperiences.com and soonkuhas.com. We'll be right back after this.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transformation, 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 talk radio. Transformation, 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 talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Nicole Chalemi. She is the co-founder of the Soon Koo Healing Animal Sanctuary. She runs animalexperiences.com, and she works helping people learn about the healing gifts of animals, caring for animals, changing our perception of animals, and letting us know about the gifts that they can give us. Now, Nicole has this animal sanctuary, and she's looking for donations to help keep it going. Nicole, how can people help, no matter where they are in the world? How can they help with this?
Well, definitely spreading the word, and not only about our sanctuary, but even about if there's ones that are local in their area, because this isn't just a problem in New York, it's a problem in many states. And just spreading the awareness is definitely one of the biggest ways to help. And then obviously, it's expensive. It's insanely expensive to take care of all of them and to make sure that they have the proper enclosures. I mean, all our enclosures have to have four sides, a top and a bottom, and then a catch cage on top of that to make sure that they're secured at all times. So monetary donations are always helpful, even donations of supplies if you're local and you want to donate wood or fruits and vegetables. We go through like water. And if you're not local, if you want to send in a donation through PayPal or through the U.S. mail, that would, it's always greatly appreciated and extremely helpful for, we're such a small foundation. So the more people we can have following us and supporting us, the bigger it can all become for everyone.
That's wonderful. So you can find that magic PayPal button at animalexperiences.com or at soonkuhas.com. That's soonkuhas.com. That's for Soon Koo Healing Animal Sanctuary. What is a typical day like there for you? You don't just like get out of bed at 10 a.m. and then gently stroke the kinkajou and then go back. And, you know. What is a day like
that would
there?
That would be lovely. So the day starts off with putting on the wonderful animal clothes, and it really does start off like that. There's no coffee or anything in the morning. It is put on the animal clothes and get outside because everyone's going to be hemming and hawing as soon as they hear footsteps. So the first step is that all the dogs go out, and while they're doing their play outside with the coyote, I go and I feed the horses and I throw them their hay and I scoop up their manure into a wheelbarrow and I have to bring it out into the woods and dump it. And then you go inside and everybody needs to be cleaned and fed, and there's 60 of them. So, they're not all inside. You know, some of the horses are outside. We do have pigs outside that we have to, you know, feed and clean up after, but there's a good number of cages inside that we have to, scrub down. And because our facilities aren't exactly the way that they should be, it's all literally taking a spray bottle, spraying down the cleaner, wiping it up, spraying it with water, wiping that up. We don't have running water in there, so we have to go back and forth to get the buckets to clean everything, or even to just give everybody water. And then out in the back, we have, you know, the cages for the animals, and we do bring them in at night just for their own safety and for their own comfort. So we bring the ones out that go outside. We clean their pens inside for the night. And it all takes about 3.5 hours in the morning. And then you come in and do, you know, the dogs get fed and you have to do the phone calls and the emails because it's just me. So I get back to everybody and, you know, book parties and go do programs, whether it's, you know, a school or a camp or a birthday party. I go out and do those and then come back for the evening and have to do not as much of a routine. The evening only takes about an hour and a half, because for the most part, a lot of them sleep during the day, so it's not as messy at night. So you could just kind of spot clean and then give everybody their food, and then, you know, you can go on your merry way. So it's definitely more difficult in the morning than the evening.
Wow. And so having...
But it's a long day.
Having those expanded facilities, having running water, having being able to use the additional land that you have, being able to fence and partially clear that land would be a huge help as you expand your vision with this thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it will be easier for me as the caretaker, but it'll also be better for them. You know, if they had enclosures where instead of me having to walk them in and out, they could go through a doggy door and they could decide. Because right now I have to decide for them, do they want to go in tonight, do they not? You know, so it would be nice if they could just go out when they want and in when they want and have it warm inside, and whatever the temperature is outside, they can kind of decide, just like you and I can. So, yeah, we are very much looking forward to being able to build some sort of facility for them, and I do believe that it will happen in the near future.
Wonderful. And I know that part of what you do, you not only take the animals into schools and do parties and educate that way, but as special needs kids are able to come into your facility to work with the animals. I was moved by the story of Jasper the Rabbit. Can you tell the story of Jasper the Rabbit?
Absolutely. That's actually where TheraPlay started. I was doing a birthday party for a young boy. He was 7. And his mom told me he was autistic and that she said, please don't be upset if he's stuttering or whatever. He just doesn't form his sentences correctly. Please be patient. And I was like, of course, you know, I happen to connect with children, so it was fine for me. And so I took out my big, huge Flemish giant rabbit Jasper and I put him on my lap. And I don't typically talk for the animals. That's just not something I typically do, because I don't want people to think that that's how they talk, because that's not how they communicate. But for whatever reason, I was looking at this little boy and I looked at Jasper and I said, Jasper thinks you look so handsome with your new shirt. And I don't remember exactly what I said, but I gave him two compliments. I said something about his shirt and I said something about his hair or his birthday hat, whatever it was. And the little boy looked at Jasper and he said, oh, and Jasper, I love your cute little nose and your big, huge ears. Oh. And I look up and his mom is tearing in the back. And when I spoke to her afterwards, it was in 7 years, he never spoke a full sentence without stuttering. So hearing her son just speak so fluently to this rabbit was so touching for her, that he, there was no inhibition, there was no hesitation, there was nothing to make him stutter, so he didn't.
Wow.
And it was really an amazing moment. Yeah.
Nicole, thank you so much for being on the show today. I appreciate you taking the time. I know now you have cages to clean and people to let out and in and all that stuff. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate the work that you're doing and the generous spirit with which you do it. Thank you.
And thank you, too.
That was Nicole Chalemi from the Soon Koo Healing Animal Sanctuary. You can find out more about her, make a donation to help her expand her vision at animalexperiences.com or soonkuhas.com. That's soonkuhas.com. And that's all the time we have for today. Head over to fogcitypsychic.com, click on everything. It's the free call tonight on Jumpstarting Your Spiritual Practice. Sign up even if you can't be there so I can send you a recording. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.